Welcome to Embrace the Grain Photography Podcast, a podcast focused on all forms of photography and the people who love to create. If you love cameras, analog or digital, old or new, expensive or economical, we welcome you here with open arms. Hello, and we are live and on the air for episode 91, right, Jake?
Yes, episode 91. We're 9 away from 100.
Yes. And tonight we have a very special guest. It is Molly Kate. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
That's our pleasure. The entire crew is here tonight. We have Larry and Sacha and Jake and myself. So we are all here. So everyone had a good holiday.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great holiday.
I was in Portugal, so yeah, it was great.
Oh, lovely.
You win.
Nice and
warm. I escaped the North American cold.
Yeah, it sounds nicer than here for sure.
Yeah, but look, you got to come back to it.
Yay.
Everyone ate too much and enjoyed the kids running around and seeing family they hadn't seen for a while.
The break's never long enough, yeah. But it was good.
Yeah, and Santa was good.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Hello?
I am sorry. My wife is calling. I'll text her and I'll get right back to you.
Nice. For once, it's not me. I'll never forget the episode where Siri was wanting to join us.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Oh, I get that with my watch when I'm teaching a class or something, and I have a tendency of putting my arms up, and then the watch hears me and is like, I couldn't find that for you. And it's like, stop listening.
It's always listening.
Yeah. I was going to ask, did everyone join in on the Emulsive Secret Santa this year?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I did not.
Uh-oh.
That's all right.
I've been waiting.
I took last year off.
Well, that's okay. Yeah. How about you, Larry?
I've been meaning to do that, and I just haven't.
So,
now that's something to look forward to next year, I guess.
Yeah, that's lots of fun.
Yeah, it's always fun to see what you can get, and of course, what you can give. That's the main thing.
I had a gift already. I had chosen it, and I set it aside. I bought it like in October, and completely forgot about joining.
Oh no!
You just save it for next year now.
Yes. That's right. It's already bought for next year.
There you go, you're sorted.
Time saver. Yes. I always like getting in touch with the people who send.
Yeah, that's always fun for sure.
Sometimes it is just as much fun chatting with them as it is seeing what's in the box.
And what was in the box?
What was in the box? I got some neat film and a neat print. And what else did I get? It's been a while. Yeah. So a 5-pack of Kodak Gold and 6 rolls of Ilford, the XP2 and HP5, all of my favorites.
Oh, very nice.
I know. That was way more than was expected. So thank you, Secret Santa.
Yeah, people are really generous in that Emulsive Secret Santa.
Yeah, yes. I find that too. I've had awesome gifts.
Yeah. Jake, you got a really neat one.
I did, yeah. I got a 3D printed pinhole camera, which is attached to a Kiev 88 6x6 back.
Super.
So, yeah, I've never shot pinhole before, so I'm really looking forward to trying that out at some point. And my Secret Santa was from Germany, so I also got some German candied almonds, which are freaking delicious.
Well, the one benefit of them being that far away, they'd be hard to get here.
Exactly. Yeah, I was looking up recipes. It's, they're not too difficult to make is the good thing. But yeah, always fun to get gifts from abroad.
Yes, yes. And you, Molly Kate, how did you do?
Yeah, mine was awesome. So I got a bunch of 120 film, and actually one I haven't shot yet, which is the 400D from CineStill.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I'm really excited. I haven't shot that in 35 millimeter either, so that was awesome. I'm super pumped.
Nice.
I haven't tried that one yet either, and I've been wanting to, but the local camera store hasn't been bringing it in, so... It's either, well, I'll use up some of what's in the fridge and then get some. Maybe they'll have it.
Yeah.
I had pre-ordered mine, and I've shot it. I have at least a roll or two of it that's shot. And like Jake, it's to the side waiting to be developed, because that's what happens to film in 20... Well, that's what happened in 2023. We're hoping to be better in 2024, right, Jake?
That's our goal. Absolutely, yeah. That's our goal.
I had intentions of developing all this film over the holidays. Didn't do a roll.
Same here, Sherry. I even told you I'm going to focus on developing film. I've got time off, and I didn't do it.
Yeah, I had other life stuff intervene. It was like, no, that's enough.
Yeah, don't need any more.
Yeah, so. It happens.
Anybody make any brand new Year's resolutions this year?
I made one. I'm going to finish the Frugal Film Project this year.
Yeah, that's mine too.
I saw your post.
Yeah, me too.
Me three. Last year was the first year I didn't actually finish it. So.
I took this past year off because I did so poorly at it the year before, so I I took last year off as punishment, but I'm back this year.
And as a treat to the listeners, I think later on they'll hear about my saga in that realm.
Oh my gosh.
It's funny for, like, at the beginning of the year, or, like, just at the tail end, a couple of people were like, oh yeah, we saw Sasha do two cameras last year, one black and white, one color. I'm gonna do this, and there's part of me going, don't.
it's a bad idea. Yeah.
If you develop your own film both in color and black and white at the same time, you kind of waste chemicals in both, especially if all you're developing is your rolls for the project. So yeah, I arrived probably about the middle of the year, and I was like, that was adventurous, which is why this year it's, I want to finish the year with a simple camera and a simple roll of film. Well, 12 of the rolls of film, but you get what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But it's actually because of you, Molly, that I joined the Frugal Film Project.
Yay!
So when Sherry announced it, I was like, I need to be on this episode. I'm a fanboy.
That's what I put in. We have a little chat, like, to do the planning and stuff for the backside of the show, and I said who was next up, and can we all join? Yes.
Oh, you guys are the best. Yes, awesome. Sorry for the people that can't see the chat, Sasha just held up the zine that I made.
Yes, so what, when you sent it to me, which by the way is amazing, because there's a handwritten note in it and there's two prints, and I wrote to you right after I got it, because one of the two prints is from is a picture of Italy, and I forget which one you said it was that is in the picture. We always go, my wife and I, to the one in New York, so it was sort of serendipitous when I open it and I see Italy. I'm like, yes.
That's strange coincidences in life, right? Like, I think that was the one in London, but that was really cool.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about your zine, Molly Kate?
Oh gosh.
For those of us who don't haven't seen it, or
I'd always wanted to make a zine. I can't remember if it was last year or the year before. Actually, I think it was last year.
Last year, I think.
Yeah. and I'd always wanted to make a zine, and it's sort of around the idea of, like, I called it urban contradictions. So I've always lived in cities, and there's always, you know, really busy places and then super quiet places, and they could be like right around the corner from each other. So that's kind of what it was about. But I actually made it, and then I sat on it for ages, because I was like, I mean, I only made, like, I don't know, 30 copies or something. And I was like, who am I to, you know, ask if people want this? So, but then I was like, well, what am I going to do with these 30 copies? So then I just kind of put it out there and said, hey, if anyone wants this, it's basically like cost plus shipping. So yeah, and a bunch of people grabbed it, which was awesome. So yeah.
On it says summer 2022. And that's when you took the pictures. It's not when we got it, though.
Oh, no. I think it was like, I don't know, November, December 2022.
never, right? Sorry.
For those of us who have an ambition to make a zine, tell us about the process.
Oh, okay. So I used Mixum UK, I think, to print it. And I designed it in Canva, which you can get for free. So I basically did like the simplest, easiest, most, I like all that kind of, you know, free stuff.
Right.
So yeah, free Canva. You can design a PDF in Canva. They have some templates to help you out to get you started, and then you can customize it. And then you can export the PDF, and you basically just upload that to Mixum, and you can select a few different options, like what you want for covers and paper and all that stuff. That was actually pretty easy, the sort of technical way of making it. But what was really hard was deciding what order the photos were going to go in. So I printed like 150 photos, I think, just like 4x6 ones from, I can't remember where I got them from. And I would like lay them out on the floor and try and pick, you know, the pairs that go together and stuff, and then sort of put them in order and do like different rounds. So that was probably the hardest part. But yeah, actually getting it made was pretty easy. So if anyone wants to do it, I mean, there's loads of different ways to, there's different printers and stuff, but yeah, definitely do it.
Thanks for the encouragement.
Yeah. Yes.
And when you do it, let me know, and I'd love to see it.
Yeah.
It always seems like it'd be an easy extension of the Frugal Film Project, just like, this is my year, and, you know, in a sense, we could sort of do a mix of the gift exchange and the having our zine just do it in-house.
Yes. It's not as easy as it looks.
Yeah, for sure.
At the first year of the Frugal Film Project, we did do a zine. And of course, there was over a dozen people, and we had, like, I think we picked 6 photos. Maybe it was 12 photos a piece, for one for each month per person. So the zine got really big really quick. There was no words. It was just all pictures.
Yeah, 144 pictures is a book. That's not a zine.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so great, it got though. Really expensive. And we only ever did it once.
Never again. You were like, no.
Oh, it took me forever.
Imagine.
Use Lightroom. It's got a thing, like you said, Molly Kate, where you can make a PDF.
Yeah.
And that's I already had that, so I used that. So I like free, just like you do.
that's the best way.
Yeah, yeah.
More money for film.
Exactly.
We need
the money for film now.
Yes.
Any big projects coming up for 2023 besides Frugal Film?
Oh, did I freeze? Or
no, you're still there.
For me or for anyone?
For you.
Oh, nothing like solid yet. I mean, I've got like a bunch of YouTube video ideas, but no, my one focus is to finish the Frugal Film project. I'm sure other things will pop up, as like they always do. You get so many ideas and then there's like not enough time to do them all, but yeah, no, that's my one. Oh, wait, hold on. There's also a new project that people are doing. It's like 12 months on film. I don't know if anyone's seen that on Instagram. It's on Instagram. Yep.
I shot my role this weekend.
Is that Film Shooters Collective?
I think it's led by Amy and Katja, and I don't know if they're part of that. I can't remember who's part of the Film Shooters. But I think it's a new thing. I'm not quite sure. Clearly,
I'm sure if somebody searched it out, they'd find it right away.
I think maybe Alex from CCR has put it together.
Alex Lauk?
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry. I'm not up on my famous Canadian photographers. Sorry. And yeah, it's sort of a way to use less than frugal cameras and less than frugal film. So I'm going to be shooting my Mamiya 645 and my Nikon F3 in that this year, hopefully. With and then Molly has me involved in the you call it Jankuary project.
Oh, you're doing that? Yes. Yeah. Jankuary. Yeah. So that was Azriel Knight's invitation to the public.
I don't have any more room in my schedule to develop more rolls of film, so I'm using a digital camera attached to an old X-Acta and larger lens.
Oh,
I consider that janky enough.
That's definitely janky.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll have to put out some of the links to these projects.
Yeah, so sure. So what's the idea with that one? You just have to come up with a weird combination and roll with it, or?
Yeah. I don't know if
for just January too.
Yeah. But it's also, so it's on 35mm, and if anybody wants to write an article for that, if you're not already a contributor, you can sign up and submit one. And they'll like push it to the front. So you get it, you get your article out in January. So if you like writing or just, you know, do the photos and then maybe a little bit of writing, you can sign up. I mean, it's like a janky camera or like some kind. I think if you read Azriel's post about it, we can link that too. He basically says you can use, I think the words he used was a no-name piece of crap. or something else. I don't know if Larry, you remember what the other stuff was, but
yeah, I believe that I think those would be cameras that are too frugal to be frugal film project cameras.
Okay.
Cameras that barely work, I think, is.
You produced an image and that's it.
Right.
Yeah. That was a win. Yeah.
My original plan was to use a Canon 110, an ED 110, but I started using it and it felt too good. So I felt like I was cheating.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a fun one.
Yeah, that does sound like fun. All right. So does anyone have questions for Molly Kate?
I did have one, actually, since you brought up 35mm. How'd you get into writing, like, actually?
Oh, yeah, like,
permanently.
Like,
I mean,
the news I've and stuff. A
couple articles on there as well, but, like, we get something new from you all the time.
Well, I have to thank Holly Gilman. I don't know if you guys know Holly Gilman. I think her Instagram handle is Analog Holly, and she also has a YouTube channel, but she used to work with Hamish on 35mm, and I think she somehow saw my YouTube channel and recommended me, because I think he was looking for someone to start doing the news on like a permanent basis. So that's how I kind of got in. And then it's been so fun ever since. So I just haven't stopped. So.
Cool.
But yeah, YouTube. You never know where it's going to lead you.
So what is the reason that you started? That's where I first seen you, was on YouTube. What made you decide that I want to do YouTube?
Well, oh gosh, it was so not me at the beginning. I think because I wanted to try something just like completely different. And I had been doing a lot of photography, like a lot of portraits and like fashion and stuff. And I think I kind of, I don't know, you know, when you do something too much, it's so easy to burn out of it a little bit, or right. Maybe you want to take a break and then start something new. So I kind of got to that point, and then I was like, no, YouTube isn't me, but I kind of wanted to just try. So I just did it. I did the first video, which was awful. Nobody ever watched that. And then I just really enjoyed it. So I kept doing it. But yeah, it was kind of because I was looking for something new to try, like creatively, to like make things with photography or around photography. So yeah, highly recommend if anyone's interested in doing it.
Well, full disclosure, YouTube fed me your very first video, and
no.
Yeah, for again, full disclosure, when I clicked it, I thought you were Lucy Lumen. And I watched the video and I thought, I just love this person. She's so what's the word I'm looking for? She's so enthusiastic, and aww. So you had me and you had me from the first video. So
aww, all right, well I'm oh gosh, that's frightening. but thank you.
It's pretty amazing how like cross-platform a lot of the members of our community are, like yourself, YouTube, you're writing for 35MMC, you've done your zine, you know, we see you in a whole bunch of things, you participate like in the Facebook project, we see your posts all the time, so like it's gotten amazing how like technology has so made this possible, and we've crossed from one place to another. I haven't jumped the YouTube barrier yet. I've been saying it since COVID that I was going to do it, and but like it's gotten amazing how we're all everywhere.
I have a friend, I used to work on television, and he makes a living on YouTube now. A friend of mine that I worked with back in the TV station, and he is leaning on me every couple of weeks to get on YouTube and start doing some things. So you and he may have encouraged me to do that too. So thank you.
Yes. And send me your video or your channels, whatever you start it, whatever you got it out there.
And if you guys are thinking, you know, he is the buddy I'm talking about. He's a he's a video professional, and he has a lot of really good ideas. His channel is about how to have a good channel. So anyone out there in the world who's thinking about it, I think he'd be a good resource too. He's an old guy like me who decided to make YouTube his job one day, and it worked.
We're just giving Sherry so many links by the end of this.
Yeah. I know. She needs to post for
this. I was about to say, we'll have to add that to the list.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sitting editing the show. I write all this stuff down. All right, listen. That's how it ends up on the website. But, Jake, do you have any questions?
Yeah, I guess we were talking about trying new things creatively. Is there anything you want to try in photography that you haven't tried before in 2024? Whether it's a process, something different to photograph, maybe a new camera that you haven't tried before, a new lens.
Oh, gosh.
I know it's a big question.
All of the above. No. I think this year, like, I got, I'm definitely going, like, more 120. So I want to do a lot more pinhole, actually. So okay. we'll both be doing pinholes.
Yeah, I've definitely got to try mine out.
Yeah. And I want to do a lot more instant photography as well. That's definitely something that I've sort of started doing more recently. But yeah, definitely 120. So pinhole. I'd love to see what yours looks like, because it sounds
yeah,
awesome.
I'll have to post a picture maybe in the Facebook group. It's it's pretty unique looking. It's just kind of a bellows looking 3D printed piece of plastic that just snaps on the front of a Kiev 88 back. And there's a little flip cover for the pinhole, and that's about it.
Neat.
Yeah, it's amazing how simple those are.
I know, yeah, and he even included a couple 35mm adapters as well if I want to shoot some 35 in that. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how that would work out, but could be fun.
So for those of you who shoot 35 or pinhole, what do you use, excuse me, to like a meter or, because I had one that was called Pinhole Assist, and I suggested it to Jake, and it's iPhone only, and he's Android.
Yeah.
So what do you guys use, if anything?
So I've got an Android too, Jake. Okay. And I use it's called Light Meter, or the Light Meter app, and it has a...
Is it the one that ends up kind of like this?
Yes! Yeah! Yeah.
It's just called Light Meter. I had it on my Android before I got an iPhone. So there is one just called Light Meter.
Okay.
I'm going to see if I can get more details on it and send it to you. We're both looking at it. And it's just called Light Meter.
You just kind of figure out what the F number is for your pinhole.
Yeah, that's the thing. I didn't get any information with mine, so I think I'm going to have to do some experimentation.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Figure out ballpark time kind of deal. That could be fun.
Yeah.
Well, while we're making work for Sherry in the show notes, Molly, you turned me on to Crown and Flint.
Yes. Started
using that as a and it has a good light meter too.
Yep. Have you tried it for? Do you shoot pinhole, Larry? Have you tried it?
Haven't tried it for pinhole. I just tried it. I was going to use it for the 12 and 12 project. So it's sort of dedicated to that. My camera doesn't have a light meter, so I was using that, and it's a way to keep track of it. But it really is a robust program that really has a lot of deep features that it's a good way to create an inventory of your cameras if that's something you want to do.
That's the Dora Goodman app.
Don Goodman Wilson.
Don Goodman.
Is that
Sorry, I mixed up a couple things there.
No, because I've heard that doesn't Dora Goodman make cameras?
They do.
Yeah.
Plastic cameras.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Very similar names.
Yeah.
Tripped me up there.
Yeah, Don's awesome. Don, I mean, so I wrote about that on the news, and it's incredible how much he's put into that app and like the user experience. I mean, I like things that are simple because I'm a little simple and it's just easy to use, but it's so well thought out. So yeah, that's a great thing. And yeah, I don't know. I haven't used it for the pinhole yet, but yeah, it's another link for you, Sherry. Crown and Flint.
I'm not going to remember all of them.
You don't want to listen back through and get them all?
Again and again.
I'm just kidding.
So who wants to do the show notes tonight?
I'll do a lot of mine.
Yes, show notes.
We never used to do any at all, so I'm... considering, you know, okay, I'm doing at least some now. This is an improvement. I don't know if anyone ever sees them. But they are there.
They're there.
And there will be links this time. A lot of them.
Good stuff.
So let's see, Larry, do you have any other questions?
Oh my gosh, I sort of asked mine already during the during the conversation. Okay.
Sacha?
Yeah, I did have one. Let me just rethink. Yeah. So what was your first analog camera? Where did it all start? What was your genesis?
All right. Well, I'm pretty sure I used disposable cameras as like a kid. I've got a photo of me as like, I don't know, maybe I'm like 5 or 6 and I'm holding up this like Disney disposable camera, I think. That's probably my first one. Yeah, I'll have to see if I can find the photo. But put that in the show notes. I don't know if you can put photos in the show notes.
I can put them on. Yes, I can actually. You send them to me. I can put all the photos you want in there.
Yeah. I'll have to do. Yeah, because I don't actually have a memory of using that camera. I kind of remember it from the photo. But yeah, I've disposable cameras. We used to use those a lot. I mean, those obviously aren't very good for the environment, but that was the 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah.
So that's as far as I can remember. I mean, we used to use those like waterproof ones as well.
Right.
Like vacations and like summer camps and stuff. So it's super nostalgic, those ones.
Right.
I want to ask you guys that's such a good question.
Okay. My first camera was a 110 Kodak. It was the Teleinstamatic 608 with a flip flash.
Ooh, wow. Fancy.
And it was 1978.
I stole my mother's Hawkeye 44 126 Instamatic for a, she plopped me into a summer school class to get me out of her house during the summer one day. I didn't want to paddle the canoe, so I signed up for photography, stole her her camera, and then the rest was history.
It was a good choice picking the camera over the canoe.
Yeah.
did the camera survive, Larry?
The camera survived, and then my dad got an SX-70 for Christmas that year. I took it, so they decided that if they were going to have any, they were going to have their cameras, they had to get me one. So they bought me a Minolta SRT 201 for Christmas that year.
Oh, cool.
So I progressed rapidly from the 126. But we were shooting on that 126 and breaking the cartridges open and processing the film there at summer camp. It was from 0 to 60.
Oh, wow. I packed that 110 all across Europe, and I packed that thing that took all my kids' baby pictures with it. Oh. And it's still here. Oh. And it still works.
Oh, beautiful.
That's great.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I bought a thing of that Lomo Tiger 110 film and ran a roll through it. Yep, still works.
Oh, that's so cool. Still going strong.
Yeah.
Maybe you could use it for January.
I'm almost afraid to use it because it's so old. I think it's getting brittle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Better left as a shelf piece, maybe.
Yeah, it'd be easy to find another one just like it for $5 and use that.
Yeah, I suppose that's a good thing about those cameras.
Yeah. How about you, Sacha? What was your first?
So my first camera was an XG7 in Minolta. Essentially, I was 1999. I just turned 18, got my first credit card. Went on this newfangled thing called eBay that was still about scamming people with empty boxes. Ordered my camera, got it, shot my first roll of film. It was completely black, and I was like discouraged.
Oh, no.
I was like, I got scammed.
Oh, no.
And then I decided, you know, I'll try and fiddle with these knobs. Second roll of film was completely white. And then I slowly found the middle But just to let you know, this was only using shutter speed. I hadn't discovered what the aperture did yet. So by the time my pictures were properly exposed, I was like, but why can't I get more in focus? Until my brother-in-law finally was like, well, this is how you work them together. And I was like, oh, I never tried the automatic option because I'm apparently not very smart with things. So I never put it on automatic, and I just figured it out by getting a lot of film developed at the pharmacy.
It's a trial by fire
success story.
Yeah, that's great.
That one sadly no longer lives, because while I was in college, I lent it to someone because I was vice president of the photo club at my college, and we literally had our own like little almost broom closet thing of a dark room separate from the actual photo department. Yeah, someone from the club borrowed it and came back, and yeah, it was done for. So eventually moved on from there.
Oh. So Jake, what was your first?
My first film camera was a Nikon FE with a 51.8E. Mm. And I sadly no longer have it. But yeah, great little cameras.
Yes.
Yeah,
compared
those
to
are
the rest of us. You started at the top of the heap.
Yeah, I've always been a Nikon guy. So as soon as I saw that for sale on Kijiji for a good price, I had to snatch it up, and yeah, haven't looked back.
Right, right.
Very classy.
My first SLR was the Nikon D80, and I bought it used because we have an army base, and the people will fire sale things out every June so they don't have to pack it and move it. And she had said, I'm tired of starting my business, just getting a good client base and having to move all the time. So she was just getting rid of everything. So I bought that camera, and she had two Alien B strobes, and I got those two, and I have no clue how to use any of it. And I turned the knob to M. Are magnificent, right?
Yes.
And I went to town, and that's how I learned. And then when I got a Nikon FE as my first serious film camera, well, you kind of already know how to do it now, so it kind of just went from there.
Very cool.
Yes. I thought, if anybody can do it, you know, I can learn to do it. Anybody else can learn to do it. Yeah. But I would recommend starting with digital first.
Well, that is, yeah.
Yeah. Don't do the Sasher method of learning photography.
No,
that's right. Okay.
The Sasher method is not recommended.
No.
But it's the thing for us back then, right? Like even 1999, when I bought my camera, Google wasn't a thing. Wikipedia wasn't a thing. Like, you either went out and bought a physical book that told you stuff, or you tried it and hoped for the best.
Yeah. Or you asked Jeeves.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. It seems to have worked.
Or if you're in Canada, what was it? The Netscape. Bell Express, Bing by Bell Express View for a while?
Bing, yeah.
Not Bell Express View, but whatever it is.
I think we should bring Ask Jeeves back. Does it still exist?
I don't know.
I have a feeling it doesn't exist anymore, yeah.
In 1999, I worked for a TV station that the owner of the TV station also owned a local internet provider, and he tried to make and he succeeded pretty well, a local Raleigh, North Carolina-based search engine that was based just that would help you find things around town. And this was in 1999 when basically he had to hire coders to do it. And we built a little thing that looked just like sort of like the opening screen of eWorld, if any of you guys remember that from if you're Mac users, with a little roadmap of Raleigh and a little roadmap of Durham, and you could click on things. I don't know where I was going with that, but that was in there.
You were going to Raleigh and Durham.
So I've used the interwebs using Google to figure out if Ask Jeeves still exists. It has become ask.com. So it does exist. But that's what it became. That is the evolution of Ask Jeeves.
Rest in peace, Jeeves.
Yeah. Poor Jeeves. We don't need this Jeeves guy anymore.
Yeah, but he was cute.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And I love it because I Googled it, which brought me to Quora, which is essentially the same thing, to tell me that it's now ask.com.
God, wheels within wheels.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. That's what it is.
So, should we take a small break here and come back?
Absolutely. Sure.
Okay, good.
I started the previous 2 Januaries full of enthusiasm for the Frugal Film Project. However, I'm a little ashamed to say that I didn't complete either one. Excuses involving surgeries, family commitments, and work requirements could be offered, but the real reason I didn't finish the FPP in 2022 or 23 is that I chose the wrong cameras. My 2022 camera was a Canon T80, that company's first try at an autofocus SLR. The T80, when paired with its special AC lenses, would focus for you, getting it right slightly more often than not, given enough time. It was amazing tech in 1985. However, now that I'm used to the amazing autofocus technology of today, it was just frustrating. Last year I chose a Nikkormat FT from 1965. I found this beautiful classic camera with a stable of pre-AIS Nikkors for an amazing price. However, no matter how many different battery hacks I tried to replace the mercury cells, the Nikkormat's meter would not come to life. That's not a big surprise for a camera with this pedigree. These seemingly diverse cameras have one thing in common, and that one thing made them poor choices for me for the next Frugal Film project. They are both interesting. Now don't get me wrong, I love interesting cameras. Nothing makes me happier than running a roll through a meterless antique with odd controls, or a plastic fantastic with quirky technology. I can live with the odd, quirky, interesting cameras for a roll or two. However, after several rolls and several months, interesting becomes annoying. Life is too short to shoot with an annoying camera. Before this epiphany, I considered a few other interesting cameras for the Frugal Film project. First up was the Pentax Auto 110. It's a very small, interchangeable lens SLR that shoots 110 Instamatic film. This is probably the cutest camera ever made. I had big fun shooting 2 rolls in this little camera, but I'm pretty much done. My second idea was a very interesting Petri rangefinder from the 60s. It comes with a pair of very interesting auxiliary lenses that makes a standard 4.5cm f1.9 lens a moderate wide angle or a short telephoto. I look forward to shooting a roll or two in the Petri this year, not 12. For me, the Frugal and the Frugal Film Project means more than just inexpensive. It also means efficient. A Frugal camera not only costs less than $75, as I get older, a Frugal camera means, to me, one that helps with focus and exposure and is easy to use. This helps me be frugal with money, film, and time. The Frugal camera I'll be using in 2024 is a Minolta Maxim 5XI. For $55, it came with a 35-80 kit lens, a mediocre 100-300mm zoom, and an off-brand 24mm autofocus lens. The autofocus on the camera works very well, and the meter is very good. My test roll had no technical stinkers, only artistic ones. This copy came with a collection of creative expansion cards, which add features like multiple exposure or depth of field control. I probably won't use any of those. They all sound too interesting. This year, I resolved to put more effort into my Frugal Film photographs and less effort into my Frugal Film camera.
And we are back. So, I guess we need to share where everybody can find Molly Kate.
We're just talking about how shy I get when I talk about myself.
Yes, you do.
Okay, so Instagram is at eclecticrome. And then the same is on TikTok. And then the same on YouTube.
Okay. So for those of you who are like me and have to look it up every time. How do we spell that?
I know, I'm so sorry. Everyone says this to me. I probably picked the most difficult name thing ever. But there were so many Molly Kates, Molly Kate Photography, Molly Kate like Studio, Molly Kate Photos. I had to think of something a little bit different. Okay, so it's ECLECTA. Hold on, let me make sure I'm spelling that right. I still can't spell it myself. Eclecta Chrome. Yeah, ECLECTA and then Chrome, CHROME. Yeah.
I know exactly what you mean. My Instagram name is horrendously wrong, and you're guaranteed to get one of them wrong. It's just my name.
How did you come
with photography
up with that name,
on though? The end? Huh?
To Molly, like, how did you come up with that name? That's actually something I had thought of at the beginning, but then didn't ask.
Oh, okay. So it was kind of inspired by like Ektachrome. But then I was thinking, what's a good name for a channel that's very like random, like, very like eclectic. So I thought, oh, Eclectic Chrome. So that sounded really weird. So then I just took a few letters away and it was Eclectachrome. So yeah, so inspired by Ektachrome.
Very nice.
It's a really neat name. I like it.
Thanks. when you can spell it, when people can say it, it's all right.
Yeah. So, well, thank you so much for joining us, Molly Kate. We had a really good visit here on the show.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome to chat.
Yeah.
Thanks again.
You guys are great. So thank you.
Thank you.
Maybe we'll have to do it again sometime.
Yeah, for sure.
Do a maybe mid-year follow-up on how we're doing in the Frugal Film Project.
Yes.
Yes. If we're still going or have we
failed. Yeah, whoever shows up, that's who survived.
I might not be there.
Yes, you will.
You can do it.
We're going to all keep track of each other and make sure that we're still going.
Yep, hold each other accountable, right?
There you go. Yeah.
21 days left for me to shoot my roll.
Oh, yeah, I guess I better load my camera.
Yep, I better do that, too.
Oh, gosh.
Way to start.
There's still plenty of time.
Oh, yeah, lots of time yet. It's only going to be 36 below on the weekend. I can go out and do this.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
You can, but can your camera?
I don't know. I don't plan on getting out of the truck.
That's nice new truck.
Good plan.
If the window will undo, then and if it's not frozen shut, I will do that.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Photography Q. For this episode, what is your biggest challenge/obstacle when it comes to photography? I know that for myself, being partially colorblind makes editing and developing color photos quite interesting. What is it that affects you? Make sure to leave us your answer at the Embrace the Grain Photography Podcast Facebook page. Have a great day.
Alrighty, let's get our socials out because everybody wants to know exactly where they can find us. So you can find me on the Facebook group, Embrace the Grain Photography Podcast group. You can also find me on the Frugal Film Project group. You can find me on Instagram at Sherry Christensen Photography. That's SHERRYCHRISTENSEN Photography. I know, it's long. Sorry, I should have thought about that before I did it. Yeah. Larry?
My name is Larry Effler. My Instagram handle is Larry Effler. And my Facebook page is Larry Effler. I'm just not very imaginative.
Sasha?
So you can find me on as well the Embrace the Grain Photography podcast page. I post there. I post on the Frugal Film Project as well. And my two personal Instagrams for my digital are Evil Kitten Productions. And for my film, it is EKP Film Photo.
And Jake.
You can find me on Instagram at Jake Rose Photo and in the Embrace the Grain Photography Facebook group.
Want to help keep the show ad-free? You can send us a small donation on Ko-Fi. That's ko-fi/Embrace the Grain Podcast. Your support is much appreciated. Thanks.
Anyway, so thanks everybody for joining us. And see you again another time. Bye for now.
Bye.
Have a good night, guys.
Bye.